Well, can you put this on record and tell him thanks for not even putting me for top five today? Thanks a lot. Wherever he gets his data is not all reliable. Right.
We're going to go ahead and get started. We have now been joined by our race winner, Chandler Smith. We'll go ahead and open up for questions. If you have a question, we'll get you a microphone and get started, and we'll start with Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Race Face Digital. Chandler, got a couple for you first. You made the point right there on the front straightaway. This team didn't exist 6 months ago. They took a chance on you. What does it mean to pay off their faith in you by getting to victory lane this early?
I mean, that's why it's so special to me, honestly. Everyone's special, but this one hits home different. There's a lot of guys on this group that this is their first ever win in NASCAR. A lot of people took a lot of risks coming over here. There was a lot of work that had to happen right before we went to Daytona. And everybody put their heads down and busted ass. And because of that, this group deserves this. They deserve the performance tonight. They've been building fast trucks. We've been on the verge, and tonight we kicked their ass. So,
you went through a lot in getting back to this point. End of last year, you made it very publicly known that at that point you didn't have anywhere to go. You were going to be, you know, out of the sport at that point. What has the emotional journey been like for you going through that over the winter, putting this team together, getting to this point? And you talked about how gratifying it is. Does just the fight to get to this point make it even more so?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's been a lot. The past 8 months was definitely a lot. It was an emotional roller coaster, but I signed my deal with Front Row. It was definitely really late. It was after Phoenix, but it still wasn't certain what I was going to do. And so December 17th, around 9:30 at night, Jerry Freeze called me and goes, "Hey, buddy, I think we're going to go truck racing." And I was like, "Oh, is that right?" He said, "Yeah, but one slight problem. We ain't got anybody for your team, so you're going to have to help me hire out people." I was like, "No, well, this is going to be interesting. That sounds good." So, yeah, I have a personal investment because I was a part of the hiring process to going out, you know, getting people and just sitting down with them and, you know, just interviewing them. Like, I'm a race car driver. I don't do that. I've always been in plug-and-play situations where I just inherit a team. I kind of built this team a little bit. So I have a personal investment to make sure this team succeeds, and I am extremely proud of how everybody's performing, the work ethic, and how this group came together.
All right. Go ahead.
Mark Garrow, PRN. How would you describe the way you drove this race tonight? We did the broadcast, and I thought as the performance went, it was near perfect in the sense that aggressive when you needed to be, had a great truck, didn't overdrive it. When you got back in traffic, made your way through. How do you feel about your performance tonight and the decisions you made behind the wheel from the beginning to the end of the race?
I hope good. I like that you had those kind words to say about me there. So, that question's more directed towards the spectators, not myself. I just went out there and did what I was contracted out to do, and that's finished the best that I could. And yeah, we did that tonight. So,
all right, Lee, go ahead.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. Your teammate today, he said that one of the positives of racing against a Cup driver like Kyle Larson is if you beat them, you're the man. You beat a Cup driver, it means even more. It makes the win feel bigger. Does it feel bigger than your first Bristol win?
Yeah, but not because of that. It's because of the backstory of this 38 team. Honestly, like, I love when Cup drivers come and race with us because I learn a lot from them. But it doesn't make it really any special for me. What makes this so special to me is just the backstory of this 38 team. You know, putting this team together, what they've been through, what they've been doing. That's what makes it special. Is being Kyle Larson cool? Sure. But, you know, I come to the racetrack every weekend with expectation of winning whoever's racing, whether it's Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, or Billy Bob. I'm going to go and try to win. So it's more special because of the buildup of this team and the amount of work that's went in just these past few months and to see, you know, us get a victory this early on.
All right. Any final questions? Okay. We'll come back over here.
Oh, hey, sorry. Chandler, Wyatt Tinsley, RaceFace Digital. Once again, congrats on the win. Can you talk about how the race played out and how the PG won and how it left over, how it felt on the track and how the track drove?
So I am very critical of the PJ more, and I'm very, like, against it. Don't think it's good. But I mean, you guys can tell me. I thought the race tonight ended up being pretty well. Maybe I'm biased because I won, but I towards the end of the race, when I ran down the leaders, I was running the top on both ends. Nobody thought that was going to happen tonight. I didn't think it was going to happen tonight. But honestly, I think the reason the top never comes in for the truck races is because there's not enough people that's experienced to go up there and run it correct and commit to it. I think there was just a few of us that went up there and committed to it. And once we committed to it for five laps, it rubbered up and it started going forward pretty quick. So honestly, I don't have anything bad to say about it. I thought the racing tonight, from my point of view, went great. By the end of the race, there were multiple grooves. And, yeah, I even went up to Seth, the series director, before and was asking. I was like, hey, so if we're going to put PJ1 down, can we do this to compensate for it? But honestly, I don't think I would change anything after tonight.
All right. Go ahead, Jacob. Or, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Chandler, what kind of perspective, you talked about helping build this team out and doing those interviews. What kind of perspective have those experiences given you? You know, you said you've largely been in plug-and-play situations in the past. Has this changed your view of how these things come together, and is it more rewarding now with that perspective?
Definitely a lot more rewarding, but it also gives you another respect for, you know, the process that goes on behind the scenes that us drivers probably don't really look at. Of putting a team together and what goes into putting a team together and making sure you get like-minded individuals that can work together in the shop through the week and not, you know, everybody's got to be pulling the rope in the same direction. You know, that's a lot harder than what people probably think it is. Especially when you're working with people for, you know, 8 to 10 hours some days, and then you're there traveling with them. Like, it's, it can get difficult, but I feel like our group works extremely well together. And, I'm really proud of that. Very, very proud of them.
All right, Davey, and then we'll go to Jacob.
Davey Siegel with Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. To the point that Zach brought up, did you really, like, interview people to, like, work for you and your team? How did you go about that, having never really done it before and just focusing on driving?
Yeah, no. Called them to the race shop and sat down and said, well, where do you envision yourself? What do you want to do? And yeah, but yeah, I literally sat down. You can ask my crew chief, John Leonard. I interviewed him. I was involved very heavily. So
were you comfortable with that?
Initially I questioned why I had that responsibility, but I began to, you know, realize and respect, like, hey, they're kind of putting this on me. I need to step up to the occasion and make sure I do this right. So I did. And I learned a lot through this. And I also learned another respect of, you know, the other part of this racing that I don't usually see. I see go out and do the best I can. I don't see the behind the scenes of, you know, putting a group together, like I said, that can work together through the shop throughout the week and can get stuff done, because, you know, the schedule is extremely demanding. Sometimes, like, for instance, this weekend, if we wanted to go and flip that truck and race it at Rockingham, oh, there's a lot of work that's got to be done. But everybody's got to be willing to work together to get that goal and accomplish that. So, yeah, I'm actually really grateful that, you know, Jerry kind of put that on me a little bit, because I learned a lot. I really did.
And on the race itself, TV played your radio transmission when they told you that Larson and Lane were behind you. You were not thrilled by that.
Not at all.
Given how tires were not wearing or wearing throughout the night, though, how confident were you that you were going to be able to hold them off, given that you had clean air and your truck was as good as it was?
I mean, I was confident, but also knew, and I didn't say it over the radio because I didn't want anybody to know that I was fighting this, but I could feel my left front tire already starting to kind of cord a little bit and start wearing out pretty bad, just like it did towards the end of stage two when the 44 ran me down from a mile away. I started feeling my left front tire do that same thing, and I was like, oh crap, we're about to get beat by strategy and that's gonna suck. But I mean, that's kind of good though. Like, last time I raced Bristol in 2022 in a truck, it was not good. It was just line up on the bottom, track position and strategy, and you pitted one time and that was it. It's not really how I felt tonight was. I felt like, you know, the top finally came in after a few guys went up there and committed to it and put some rubber down. Tires definitely did matter. I still even felt like towards the end of the race, they mattered. But clean air was huge. Clean air was huge. And honestly, I think the race-winning move was that caution coming out and me being in front of Corey at that timing line. That's what won the race. If I don't get that, I may not be sitting here talking to you. So,
all right, Jacob, go ahead.
You talked about the team perspective earlier, Chandler, but I know your wife and kids have been very much front and center through this whole journey and been such a big part of, you know, what you've done outside the race car as well. How have they and how has, you know, becoming a father again changed, adjusted your mindset and just helped you grow as a person, not just a racer?
A lot in every aspect. When me and my wife first got married, a lot of people were like, dude, what in the world are you doing? And after it happened, I was like, oh, wow. I felt like this kind of brought me to a different level of maturity in a sense of just kind of put my head down and focusing in on my family, focusing in on my career, and putting all the other bull crap out. Unfortunately, they weren't here with me tonight. I'm looking forward to getting back home and celebrating with them and seeing my boys. And, I'm very blessed, to say the least.
All right, we're going to go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Chandler, as you were talking to John in the interview process, obviously there was an interest on your part having him, but what in that whole process, what confirmed or reaffirmed to you that he was the guy for you to go on this journey with?
Honestly, it was probably just his commitment, his envision, his work ethic, and he had something to prove. This was his second ever win tonight as a crew chief, and he knew he was coming into a situation with, I'm not trying to boast or anything, but somebody that can go out and win races, somebody he believed in, and that said a lot to me. That's what I was looking for. I was looking for somebody that was going to be able to stay up late and flip trucks if it needed, be a good leader to everybody from car chief down, and you know, be able to put that extra work in. John Leonard can definitely do that. He's been a great leader, great crew chief, and super happy of his leadership and proud of how he's been doing.
And also, obviously, a lot of excitement with the series going to Rockingham next week. But you know, you were only alive for a couple of years where they were running the Cup and Xfinity. For somebody as young as you, what does Rockingham mean to you, or how do you view Rockingham?
No, it's definitely cool just because of the history behind it. Like you said, they only ran it for a few years when I was alive. But I know there's a lot of history that, you know, at that racetrack. And I also kind of look at it as it's a grassroots racetrack too. It's kind of a short track a little bit, but not. I mean, it's really, really fast. But I don't know, it feels kind of grassroots racing a little bit too. So I'm really happy they brought Rockingham back. It feels just like a little bit of North Wilkesboro when they brought that back. So happy with the direction that NASCAR is going with that.
All right, we're going to go. Go ahead.
Chandler, Caleb Barnes with FrontStretch.com. So far in the truck series this year, all the races have been won by guys with multiple years of experience. I guess, have you noticed maybe a bit of a gap between some of the veterans and the younger guys? And if so, who are some of the younger guys that are maybe catching your eye and you think might be due for a win?
I don't know. It's probably a little too early to say that. One kid that's really caught my eye in a sense of I think he'll be pretty good is probably Gio Ruggiero. I think he'll be pretty solid. Just takes time, takes experience. But I think it's too early to really. I haven't been paying attention, to be completely honest with you. I've been focused in on our group and helping out as much as I can. And yeah, I haven't really been paying attention that much.
Mm-hmm. All right, and we'll wrap with Lee.
You said that Bob or Jerry had talk to you before about coming to the team. Was that with Cup expectations, and is that something that you would like to, you know, explore at some point with this organization?
I will do whatever Bob Jenkins and Jerry Free sees fit.
All right, we're going to squeeze in one more because we had a question in the press box. Go ahead, press box.
Chris Knight, CatchFans.com. Chandler, tonight's win was important from playoff perspective, but what does this team need to do from a championship perspective moving forward?
Just keep chipping away, especially all the work at the shop. You know, a lot of people don't realize how much work goes from running one truck team to two trucks, like the inventory that we had, the new trucks that we are producing, how those get distributed, you know, building new trucks. All that stuff matters, and we did this last second, so we didn't really have great inventory. We had solid, but I think, honestly, for me, in my perspective, I think this team, our organization, is just going to get stronger as the year goes on, especially with what's going on behind the scenes. So really looking forward to, you know, hopefully seeing that come, you know, the fruits of that labor. And but very, very proud of everybody tonight.
All right. Any final questions? All right, Chandler, thank you. Congratulations. Yep, thank you.